Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The year is 2017.
I went to brunch with Freaky Chanteuse, Queen of Pop, Mukbang, Legend, Trisha Paytas, on my birthday this year. Thank you, Daniel, for arranging that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do?
Had brunch.
Great.
Yeah.
Good story.
The concept of brunch is you have brunch.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Freaky was released this year. And from then on, I have forced anywhere possible to play it.
That's true. You really have.
And I've been successful.
You have.
And it's actually a bop. People who are like, think I'm a joke with my music tastes, you're true. But Freaky is a fucking bop.
And later on, you would be involved in her career.
Oh, that's true.
You, yes.
In 2018.
So modest.
Yeah.
You contributed, and it's related to this podcast, in fact.
It is. Wow. Yeah.
We'll have to get to it in 2018. You'll have to wait and see.
See you then. See you then.
Catherine Elizabeth Hudson released her purposeful pop album, Witness, which she's apparently very proud of writing since she decided to shade Britney by posting that interview on her Instagram.
Can't say I was a witness to that album, but is that the one with Make It Like Your Birthday?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. That's Prism.
Oh.
This one is Change of the Rhythm and Bone Apple Tea with the problematic Migos.
Oh, and Swish Swish.
When she's dabbing on the buffet with Migos on SNL. There were choices.
You know, I'll give her credit. That video for Change of the Rhythm was...
Oh, right.
Fantastic.
That's about all the credit I'm giving her this week.
Oh, well.
As you'll notice on my Instagram,
Momo's
I really
snapped again
with one tweet that I honestly did not think was going to be read aloud by Portia of Real Housewives of Atlanta and DeBrat, but you know.
It's ignorant to say that Britney Spears has never made a decision about her own career, down to the baby video being her own idea after shooting down that corny original concept. Please stop feeding into this bull narrative.
Oh, wow. I knew her fans were so gangsta. Okay. 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 And it was on read. Okay.
Yeah, the Musketeers grew up. Okay. Nah.
Life throws you curveballs, and sometimes you
swing.
Swing.
And sometimes you miss.
Sometimes you miss, but I really hit a home run because they called me gangster and said that the Musketeers have grown up. yeah, that was unexpected. Anyway, that happened. That album happened. And good luck on your new single with Zed, Katie. Hope it works out for
you. Wow, it's getting a little hot in here. I'm a little, I'm going to take it lowbrow again.
Because this is highbrow.
This is truly the year that I gave up on a lot of things. I just, you know, I really do feel like I abandoned pop this year.
Yeah, well, pop abandoned us.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that this Halloween, I was at a bar called Stonewall, which, you know.
Where you threw the first brick. Yeah.
Nobody was killed?
Nobody was killed?
Nobody was killed at Stonewall.
Nobody was killed at Stonewall.
And I saa the clown from It dancing to Party in the USA.
Oh, yes.
And I had a viral tweet.
You did. You had a hit tweet. He was, well, they, It was it. Literally, it was... Pennywise the clown was getting turned and lit.
Yeah, and I have to tell you,
it was lit.
It literally was lit. It. And dancing to Britney Spears song was on, and
it
play my song. I was very intoxicated, and I have to tell you, in that bathroom,
yeah,
I was there with it.
Oh,
and for like a split second, I was like, holy, like I was so scared. Because fantastic makeup.
Yeah, no, it looked really
good. I'll retweet it from @BrittanyPodcast. Go follow us.
Yeah, it's a really good Vine. Was it a Vine?
No, it was a tweet.
Oh, because Vine was dead.
Do you listen to the podcast?
I have not yet subscribed. I'm getting around to it. Yeah, I was there. I remember this.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. And finally, she's Spanish. She's a baby. Selena Gomez released It Ain't Me with Kygo.
She's, you know, she's Spanish and she's a baby.
Yeah, this is the year that I switched from pop to EDM.
Yeah, and we saw Kygo.
Kids in Love.
Yeah. Selena did not come out for this song, but no, that's she okay. Didn't. She was busy. She's Spanish.
Didn't Bonnie and McKee she's do baby. It? No.
Bonnie came out for...
She did Stargazing or
something. Stargazing, yeah. Yeah. But it was a fun show.
Yeah. Well, you know, Slay.
Yeah. So just inspire... And hopefully, honestly, quite honestly, hopefully Britney is inspired by her again, because if she goes EDM, we won't be mad.
Oh my God. That's been on my wish list for years now.
So go listen to that Spanish Bobby.
Yeah, but speaking of good shows, know what else was a good show this year?
No, I don't.
A little show called Piece of Me.
Oh.
It's still going.
We are still in the desert. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
Hey, I'm Bradley Stern.
This is our new
brand.
Yeah, no.
No, that's not going to work.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley Stern.
And this is It's Britney, Bitch.
A podcast for stans.
By stans.
Dedicated to 20 years of the living legend, Britney Jean Spears.
Okay, so the year starts out with actually an incredibly iconic moment, which I just used this gif in a thread today.
You did.
Tits literally flew this year at the beginning of the year, because we're back in Vegas and Britney debuts. This is, I feel like, the first year where it really is just bikinis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It devolves quickly.
Right. So this is a onesie, like a one piece, skin tight, mm-hmm. almost like it doesn't even look like there's fabric to this outfit.
Yeah.
But fierce.
Very.
And very not, what's the word for clothing when it's reinforced?
Layering.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Is that what you, yeah, it's, she wasn't wearing a jacket, so.
Yeah. So she's doing work, bitch, and she does the little hand flick. She's like, you better work, bitch. And her tit literally flies out.
Titney.
It is an incredible gif.
It is. Yeah. The girls came out to play. One did. And, it was a good way to start the year, I think. A lucky sign.
Yeah. And she was snatched.
Yeah. I mean...
So it's...
Yeah. We can't... you know, the 16 glory of her body continues into 17. Like,
yeah.
Just so
it's
snatched.
It's not embarrassing if you look good with your tit out. Like, I feel like no one said anything because it's like...
They were like, yeah.
How you can't laugh at that.
No. We do get titney.
We do.
We do.
But then we also get the announcement that she's canceling. So Tit flies out and then the contract gets canceled.
And then she flies out of Vegas.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if I entirely remember because it's so clouded by announcements and cancellations. But I think at the time we were all like,
thank God.
Sure. We were like, thank God. But we were like, sure, it is. Like, side-eyeing the announcement. Like,
right.
There's a catch. There's definitely a catch. I think because... When they announced that it was over, I'm pretty sure Larry did an interview where he was like, we're fielding offers from other places, possibly. We're considering tours. We're considering an album. You know, the door's wide open right now. But there was like a very distinct, like, you're not actually canceling this. I mean, something's going to happen after this.
Yeah, I actually thought it was going to be over and I was so happy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
2 years of remixed, reimagined, still iconic. And then... Let it go.
Nope. We're just going to stay in the desert for, well, until 2019. But I think there was definitely a sense of relief. It was like, thank God. But then, and this doesn't kick off, we'll talk about in the summer, we start seeing these dates pop up because nothing gets, it's all messy. Nothing yeah. gets rolled out as it should. And all of a sudden the stands are like, why is Britney performing in an arena in the Philippines? Because they started listing them early.
Yeah, they started popping up on all these ticket sale websites.
The,
like,
the Asian Ticketmaster versions, like Ticketmaster Vietnam was like, Britney live in concert. And right. Like, excuse me?
I feel like we eventually pieced together that we pieced together a piece of me piece by piece and figured out that she was literally going to be sneaking away to the Philippines.
Literally for the first time ever.
And we were like, oh, it's a summer tour.
Yeah.
And it also fit with the dates that were listed for Vegas. There was a wide opening in the summer.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh.
Yeah.
Jaden.
Jaden, pack your bags. We're going to Asia.
Summer vacation. Going to the Philippines, Jaden.
Yeah, so we get that, and that's, I would say that, for me, I thought that was a really nice thing. I was, like, happy that finally fans who were never going to go to Vegas were going to get to go see her.
Right.
So I was not mad at this concept. And then we wouldn't find out until next year when she then does Europe that it's like, oh, they were going to keep doing different territories every year, like, during the summer, basically. Mm-hmm. Which they frankly should have just kept doing instead of a new show, but... Well,
it was good because 2016, they finally let her out.
Literally, yeah. They allowed her to perform elsewhere.
And then, I mean, at the time, we didn't know, but then she would come to New York.
Yeah.
Eventually. But yeah, this was a relief at the time.
It was. I remember everyone. I don't think anyone was like, oh, man, I wish she would stay in Vegas.
No. Yeah. No. And especially at that point, they weren't adding anything else from Glory to the show.
No, just Slumber, Come Over...
And make me.
Well, Change Your Mind.
Oh, but that was so late.
That was so late.
I feel like that didn't happen until 18.
No, because we did. Yeah, you might be right. Yeah.
And Clumsy. Got added.
That's right. It was 18.
But yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Now, finally.
Yeah. You're right. It was like 2 years beyond when the promo should have kicked off.
Right.
Which is on brand. So.
Well, whatever.
Doing Breathe On Me videos in 2016. Yeah. So this is brewing. We're aware of it. And at the same time, there's something else brewing on Lifetime. And it's called Britney Ever After.
Okay. So this is a safe space.
Okay.
I'm going to confess here to you all that I have not watched this movie. And I will not watch this movie. Because the disrespect after... 2016. If I didn't make the point clear in the last two episodes, let me just make it again.
First of all, and second of all,
Glory was fucking phenomenal. Everything that she did in 2016 was phenomenal. And then for you to whose idea was it that thought to go do a movie and mock her in 2017 was the look? Like anyone? Would anyone like to explain that?
Some Lifetime exec who is no longer working there.
I mean,
just didn't make any sense, did it?
No,
it didn't. And I will say I like that at the jump, Team Britney was like, we are not endorsing this. This is not authorized, not authorized, but like co-signed by any means. Like this is not, we don't jive with this. No pun intended. So from the get-go, we knew this was going to be a dumpster fire.
Well, I mean,
it's also... a Lifetime special.
They're not known for their Oscars.
Well, no. But this certainly.
And I'm all for a fun Lifetime
movie. Of course.
Like there's...
Liz
there's
and Dick.
A comedic-ness. That's not a word. Whatever. You know what I mean. It's funny.
Uh-huh.
Like, haha. They're specials.
Yeah.
This was... No.
I wouldn't know. I also did not watch it, but I watched the live tweets.
You didn't?
I didn't. I
feel like I thought you did.
No. I watched... There's one scene which I do recommend because it's quite something. The media reports around when Britney was divorcing Kevin was that she sent it via text.
Oh.
And there is, to their credit, an amazingly hysterical. She sends the text and it's like, I want to divorce you, sad face. It's like something to that effect.
But, like, that's probably what it said.
It probably is directly from the source. Real. They found her LG chocolate, and they were like, we can confirm that's what she sent. I wasn't going to watch. I knew they were going to touch the umbrella, the head shave. I knew they were going to do it, so I was like, I'm not endorsing this.
Right.
Because
it's like a local to telling the story of Britney Spears.
It really, that is the perfect
way. Like,
oh my
God, she shaved her head, and then she sings this song called Toxic. Oh my God, do you guys know this song? It's called Toxic. I, like, love it so much. And it's, like, my favorite Britney song.
The lead actress I believe, was like, I don't know how to dance. Or like, she very clearly had no business, like, even playing this role. Not that anyone was going to
Right, like, this isn't a Selena Gomez biopic.
Exactly. Not yet. So the whole thing was, like, doomed from the start. And then I think it got, like, trash viewership. And I think it was, like, just completely from start to finish a shit show, as it deserved. It's what she deserves. It
kind of is what she deserves.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I really don't know what the concept for that was.
It was basically a
not
shit
the concept.
Show.
The who I just don't really understand who thought that that was a good idea.
I don't know why either. I don't know the timing at all. I like why that would make sense, but you know, they did that.
So they tried.
They
to do
tried
that.
To do that.
We're gonna rename this podcast "Britney Ever After."
We should honestly reclaim it.
What she should have did.
So that
and, like,
was
even the looks were. Like, I remember the promo photos. I'm like, is it really that hard to go get a drag queen to recreate?
Honestly,
it was outfits very, for you. Like I've seen drag queens,
yeah,
pull looks that are identical to stuff that Britney has worn.
Yeah,
your lifetime, you couldn't hire someone to make an outfit that actually looks like something that Britney wore in that performance. Like even the promo photo that was supposed to be the Piece of Me music video thing, which is, we all know she loves a simple outfit. You couldn't even get the right color foofy thing. I don't know.
The lack
can't.
Of attention to detail was astounding. The level of unprofessionalism. It was just, I couldn't. And I don't think any of us did, actually. I don't think anyone watched. I think some people did to see how badly they were going to disgrace our legend, but otherwise, I also felt like there was a vow that nobody's going to watch it to support.
Well, that's a vow that I made.
Yeah, we kept that promise. So that was a low, but a low that nobody knew. And it had
Everyone's
nothing to do with
gonna
her.
Going to go stream it now.
I know. We're going to generate the highest lifetime sales.
They're going to spike. Speaking of sales spiking, I DM'd Chart Data. Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh.
Oh, you to ask if we impacted Glory.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No. Not that I think we have any impact. But even if. So, well.
Well, okay.
Well, there was more than 1,000 people who listened to 2016.
Exactly.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
We don't need exact numbers. But I was like, oh, if those 1,000 people all listened to Glory, would that make a dent in Glory's sales? Would she outsell Bobby Rexha this week?
Probably, but she doesn't have to try. But yeah, I mean,
I'm like, I was just curious if there would be like a little blip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just a little like, but he wrote me back and he said that Glory usually sells 5 to 10 copies a week.
Oh my God.
But that he
legend.
Doesn't know any, he can't get the actual numbers.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know if it's a he actually, but it's Chart
okay,
Data.
Chart Data.
Whoever's behind Chart Data.
The chart daddy behind Chart Data.
I did inquire within because everyone should have streamed Glory last week.
Okay. So we bumped it to 15. Yeah. We did that. Okay, great. So we impacted the sales of Glory with last week's episode.
Lifetime TV is going to crash next week.
Lifetime's about to crash. I mean, where are we going to take these sales next? On a more positive note, you know, while one network was trashing our icon, another one was celebrating her from the very beginning. They started her career with them, basically. So we're talking, of course, about Disney, queen of the Mickey Mouse Club.
That's true.
She gets the Radio Disney Icon Award, which is difficult to get. Not many people have that.
Because
it's the first
only.
One.
Isn't it the only?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know how many Radio Disney icons there are in the world. If it's like a RuPaul All-Stars wall where there's just like one frame of Britney.
Yeah, from 2017.
Yeah.
She really was queen of Radio Disney.
She was.
You know who else was?
Hillary
Duff.
Well, yeah. That goes without. She, if anyone's going to get it next, in all seriousness, it would be her. If she just did anything.
Yeah, whenever I think of Radio Disney. So I saw Hillary Duff once in concert.
Oh, did you?
And Rihanna opened for her. And I tell people this and I'm like, not kidding.
Yeah.
And people think that I'm making it up and you can literally look it up. It was Tom's River Fest.
Yeah.
Rihanna opened for Hillary Duff, which is iconic.
Back, you know, things were a little different then. And
what do you watch? What you say?
I mean,
no.
I know I was just saying that Gaga opened for the Pussycat Dolls, and some might say that is the correct order. I'm just saying. But anyway.
But
in that case, that should have been a double headlining bill.
Oh, right. Well, and it was all sponsored by Radio Disney.
Okay, yeah.
So I have a memory of that. And then also this song by Jeannie Ortega.
Okay.
The jersey's flying out for
a second. It really is.
And it's that one song where it's like, Papoose. And it's like, Jeannie Ortega. Do you know that one?
No.
It's like Jeannie Ortega. Oh, know that?
Oh, this is coming back to me actually.
Get it started. Wait. This is what I think of every time I think I have the words Radio Disney. I literally am like, Jeannie Ortega. Someone in Jersey is going to be like, I was there.
Jeannie is probably listening.
Oh, she's still listed as an artist on Spotify. You know this one?
Oh, this is coming back.
And it's like, Papoose.
I need to hear that part. Oh my God.
It's
I would
such
kill
a bop.
For this beat on B10.
No one? Get it started. It's kind of crowded in here.
Wow.
You don't know this?
I thought I did. Clearly I don't. Well, it's better than anything on Thank You Next.
She's going to chart higher than Halsey next week because of this.
See you then.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, that goes back to your point that you made about my point of reference. What was it?
That you have a very cool and interesting perspective and frame of reference.
Frame of reference.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I decided to just share my frame of reference there with Radio Disney.
That's a great reference point.
Every time I think of Radio Disney, I think of Hilary Duff doing the...
That's what I think
the
of.
...the thing with the wand. Yeah. And I hear, Papoose!
I'm Hilary Duff, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Yeah.
A little lower next time.
Wow.
So, yeah, she does that. She shows up, it's with her sister.
Yeah, it was a medley moment, and then Jamie was the surprise.
Oh, that's right. So we get some of the younger princesses. It's I believe it's Sophia Carson, Sabrina Carpenter, and
Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld, yes.
I'm like, I
really wish I let you just try out all of their names right now, as you would Britney-fy them.
Haley Steinfeld. Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, it was Kelsey.
Sophia Carson.
Sophia Carson.
My
yeah.
font is small.
Okay, that's why. For some reason, I thought
Jamie
Sabrina.
Lynn.
Okay.
I have no idea who they are.
Okay, well, I'll tell you.
I'm going to be honest. That's not me being shady. I really, just really don't.
I do. Haley, she's already like a... like very successful and did a greatest hits medley in Indonesia at an award show, which I was flabbergasted by. She has like a lot of hits. She does any anonymous EDM song that you hear is probably Haley Steinfeld.
I've probably heard.
Yeah, she does Starving. She does
Great.
So that really slayed the charts. No, Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, I know this one song, Let Me Go with Alessa.
Yes.
Alesso, not Alessa.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. And she does...
That's a fucking bop.
I know.
Wow, I'm literally a fake fan.
She also does that masturbation song, the Love Myself.
Touch of My Hand.
Well, when I wrote about it, we did a gallery of songs that are about self-exploration. So I got to write about Touch of My Hand. I don't mind any of the new girls. And I thought it was cute to be paying tribute. I didn't... Like, it's at least it's respectful. You know, it's them
it's
doing...
It's safe. It's Radio Disney. We're not going to get, like, tits flying.
That's true,
and,
too. Like, I didn't consider that part.
And snakes and bikinis.
I really didn't consider that either. Like, it was a G-rated award show. They can't even really...
It was conservative mommy and sisters and
yeah. So
children.
She probably enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So, give it up for them. Weren't they amazing?
I will say that Jamie Lynn... served a look
she did
for this.
You're right.
Has never looked better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but she looked better than Britney.
Wow.
She did.
Well,
she did. Let's be
well, call it out.
She did.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Brittany was really giving you conservative mommy. Like,
she
really
was.
Like showing up to the PTA meeting with the brownies to be like, right. Oh, an award for participation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it was cute that the mom was there. Lynn was in the audience.
Yes.
And Brittany was getting emotional when Jamie was talking.
Oh, that's right.
And then if you watch this whole thing, there's this really funny part where she has to walk like up the stage and over these two little platform things. And all these like, stands are like grabbing at her. And she just stops for like a split second. And you just see her like be like, oh. And, like, it's literally like a mob of hands.
And she's like, great.
Literally like had to part the seas of...
Wow. Her impact.
Yeah. And she also gives us a very Good Morning America speech.
Oh, that's true.
It is so the GMA.
Insert audio.
Yeah.
It's just.
What a pleasant surprise. My goodness. I want to thank. An honor. I want to thank Radio Disney so much for giving me their first ever Icon Award. What can I say? This is such an honor. And your support throughout my career has meant so much to me. All of my fans, as always, you're the freaking best. And my two love of my lives, Jaden and Preston, my sons, you're the reason my heart beats. And I love you so much.
That's why when people say that that GMA thing was edited,
yeah.
I'm like, no. Like,
no.
There's certain times where that comes out, and this is one of them.
GMA jumped out for the Radio Disney
Thank
Awards.
You guys so much.
Yeah. So it wasn't her most empowering speech she's ever delivered. But
no, it was not. But she, you know, got called an icon, which was at least the title was good.
It was. It's no Candy's Style Icon Award, but it is close.
No.
We get an honoring, and then she gives the love back to us, specifically the gays.
Yes. A letter to all the somewhat girls.
A remembrance of who we are.
Nobody was killed.
Nobody was killed. Yes, yeah, so she effectively... takes, first of all, not everybody has this. She has somebody take a picture of her writing this letter for
that
proof.
That is true.
It is a handwritten love letter to the gays.
It is. And you can tell that it's her handwriting.
Oh, for
because
sure.
It matches all the old stuff.
Yeah.
Like any of the day one.
Yeah, we called in a forensic specialist, and as it turns out, confirmed.
We did. It's not Photoshopped.
It's not Photoshopped. She wasn't like, Jaden, get over here. Yeah. Write this.
It's no deep fake.
It's not a deep fake. It's very sweet. And if I remember, there was like one part that did stick out to me that was like, for years you've been telling me that I inspire you, but the truth is you inspire me, I think was one of the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, my heart. It was a very sweet letter.
It was. And I liked that because this was part of a collection.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it for
Billboard? Pride Month. All the artists did a little something.
Mm-hmm.
And hers was a handwritten letter, and not everyone got a handwritten letter.
Right. Well, I mean, for her to like do that.
Yeah.
We know she doesn't like to do a lot. So for her to sit and write a full letter.
Yeah. I mean, this really kind of...
That sounded sarcastic, but like it wasn't...
Well, she doesn't like to do a lot in terms of like promo.
Right.
Yeah.
Like extra things.
Yeah. And this is already difficult for her to be like reaching out to people in any way.
Exactly.
So it was really sweet of her. And I think this kind of ushers in the era of like her really noticing the gay fans. Cause like we do get this moment that's coming up next year, the honoring of her as a, for inventing gayness, effectively. So this kind of feels like this is setting up for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really sweet. I was touched.
Yeah. This was more touching than her saying that she dedicated Work Bitch to us.
Yeah, a term,
as
of,
a
endearment
term of endearment.
For I do wish she wrote Somewhat Girls in the letter, but you know,
oh,
this is
that
fine.
Would be an epic letter if there was a handwritten note that said, I hope
you are
you
all funny
this.
And hilarious and adorable, you Somewhat Girls.
Get to work, bitches. Gay rights.
Gay rights. It was just very well intentioned, so that's sweet. And
that's sweet.
That's sweet.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Sometimes the Britney jumps out and I don't even realize it. So she does that. She sends it into Billboard. She turns around, packs her bags, does a few more selfies in the mirror, and she hops into a plane. And we're off for the summer tour.
Well, before we go all around the world with pretty girls. we should take you back to my bedroom where I have...
Wow.
Which is right behind me right now. That was bad. That was a really bad transition.
It wasn't your smoothest. I don't know. I don't think they'll see where this is going.
Well, you know what? She's blunt, okay?
That's for sure.
I was going to say where I have my gravity blanket.
Oh, your gravity blanket.
That was the really smooth transition there. Was that really bad? That was such a bad transition.
Funny, I thought.
Yes, we would like to again thank the sponsor of today's episode, Gravity Blankets, for sponsoring us and this episode.
The concept of the sponsorship is basically them sponsoring us.
It is. And we get to get you a discount. So we've shared our experiences with Gravity Blanket. I'm really loving mine.
I too am really loving mine. It provides the deep touch that I need at night when I am
when you're not on Grindr.
All right, the additional deep touch.
You peg.
Yeah, it's great if you're alone or if you're not alone in bed. It can provide warmth for others.
I haven't had that experience.
Right. Well.
Yeah. That's a different podcast. It's called therapy. commitment issues. No.
But you know, what you don't have an issue committing to is your gravity blanket.
That is true.
It is.
I've already committed twice today.
Yeah.
I took a nap.
Yeah. So if you go to gravityblankets.com at checkout, use our code Brittany, BRITNEY, for 15% off.
Yes. And you can use it for the blanket, but also any of their other products.
That's right. So once again, that's gravityblankets.com. And if you want to feel like Sam Asghari is laying on you, then all you have to do is get a gravity blanket.
Hot.
Right.
It comes in 300 pounds of 23-year-old. No, they come in 15, 20, and 25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you have to buy a few, I guess, to get a Sam Asghari experience.
Yeah.
Add as many as you'd like to your checkout.
I thought it was crazy that this was happening.
This is crazy. She's never been to most of these places.
Wasn't there one place that like had to change their election day or something because of her?
Israel.
Like literally.
A casual Israeli vote change. Right. Yeah.
Because so many people were going to this concert.
Yes. Which... Actually, the government has to rearrange their system because of the living legend. Yeah, it really happened.
Yeah.
I think the number was like 54,000 people end up to this thing. The numbers at pretty much a lot of these venues are super impressive, I believe. Some of the smaller Asian countries are not as crazy, but like when, especially festivals for like Europe next year, but also... Israel here, bananas, just so many people.
I just remember seeing the pictures.
The pictures are crazy. The Israel pictures are especially. So from June to July, she goes through Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Philippines, Thailand, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Israel. So it's a full...
Wow, I love all those overseas places.
Yeah. So those are all the places that... she hits. And
do we explain that quote, by the way? I can't remember.
I don't think we did, but
I don't think we...
I don't even remember the origin of where it came from.
It was in the early days, and she said someone asked her about traveling. She said, I really love going to overseas places like Canada.
But I don't remember like what publication. I do have 1,000% I'm sure that's true. I just don't know from where. So yeah, she goes to overseas places. And the cool thing is that obviously a lot of these fans get to see her for the first time. And she also gets to like, so for me as a K-pop stan and J-pop, the celebrities there, like were all at the show too. And there were like girls from Girls' Generation, all like Instagramming, excited from the show. And like, it was just kind of crazy to see like a cultural crossover event.
Right.
Where like this wouldn't have happened in Vegas.
No.
So I love that. And this is why all the fans want her to tour and not just be in the desert forever. Because it's like, at the end of the day, not everyone's going to make that schlep.
No.
So
it is a schlep.
It certainly is. We would know. Some of us won't remember the trip back, but.
Right. But like, even now I'm like, I wouldn't.
We barely did this time.
I know. I'm like, I barely went for Britney. Like, there's no way in hell I'm going for anyone else.
Right. So see you at the experience.
I kind of want to go.
I do too.
But like,
maybe if Domination gets rescheduled at the same time.
She's getting the sloppy seconds though. Planet Hollywood. Let's give her a slight. Let's tug that wig a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But I will still stand. But anyway.
Yeah. We'll just like throw a piece of meat chips at her as she's performing.
As I'm screaming and singing Express. Glad
that
and
we
crying.
Spent the first half of the podcast being like, that fandom rivalry is so over. And now we're like, let's throw a piece of meat chips at her.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I'm just shading myself. But yes. I also think it's like, I would go see it. But there has to be some element of hilarity in it, because she did do interviews where she was like, that's for people who have been past their prime. I'm not really in Vegas. It's like, oh.
She was past her prime. It's like literally after Bionic flopped.
Right. It was just.
And I say that as someone who literally has like Bionic on my desk over there. Anyway.
Yes, you do.
That'll be a separate episode.
It will be. Anyway, so we'll maybe see you in the desert there. But what happens during these shows at some point, as this inevitably happens, is once she's overseas, just like it happened in Circus Tour, these ancient headlines come out that she's maybe lip syncing. Like, shocker.
Wow. I've never heard that about her. Have
right?
You?
No. This is news to me. There must have been some sort of faulty system error in their sound, surely, because she always sings live. And in fact, this is probably the weirdest thing that comes out of this whole tour. Weird, amazing, I don't know what you're going to call it, but she gets to Israel and she does a promo call with, I think, a news channel. I don't know exactly how this interviewer got this question through to her, because I'm pretty sure they blackball it in most interviews. Like, she never gets asked about this anymore or ever. But he asks about the rumor of playback in her shows, or actually he just says, you know, how much of it is playback? And she says,
how much of your show is with playback, backed up with playback? How much of it is live?
I'm glad you're addressing this question, because it's really funny. A lot of people think that I don't sing live. I usually, because I'm dancing so much, I do have a little bit of playback, but there's a mixture of my voice and the playback. It really pisses me off, because I'm busting my ass out there and singing at the same time. Nobody ever really gives me credit for it, you know?
I mean, our live vocals right now are pretty much the same as...
Well... I have to sneeze.
I think there's like three routes of varying scariness about this. Number one could be she sings live but doesn't know her mic is turned on, off, like is not aware. The second thing could be she's just flat out lying and she knows that she's not singing live. The third most horrifying thing is she's not singing and doesn't know she's not singing.
All right, that's a really deep dive.
There's like, if you think about any possibility of like what, because her reaction is so angry in this, as matter of fact, like it's so crazy people think I don't sing live. She's so like assured that she sings live that I'm like, what's happening here?
I mean, I will say during Femme Fatale Tour, there were times where it was on.
Yeah.
And then also it's like with Circus Tour, why was her mic on when she said my pussy's hanging out? So
yes.
There's like,
there are
There's
moments.
Clearly a connection between the microphone and a soundboard. So when it's on and when it's not on is up for debate, I guess. Maybe she thinks that like there's certain parts where it's supposed to kick in.
Right. I don't exactly know. I think it's entirely possible she is singing throughout the show and it's just not turned up very loud. Because we do hear those little runs at the end when they shouldn't be. Because we never hear it above the sound. We just hear like little runs at the end sometimes. But we're like,
Right.
she does a little bit of at the end of Womanizer where it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely confusing, because I think the most confusing part is how aggressive she answers this question, as though we're stupid for even questioning it.
Right. Well, and also, I'm not a live performer, so I don't know the answer to this. But...
I would disagree. You have many fans of your live vocals on this podcast. Oh,
God. If you were lip syncing a song and you're performing, mm-hmm. aren't you holding your breath by being silent? So, like, if I sat here and I was like, mm-hmm. like, I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
So you can't, when you hold, oh God.
The concept of lip syncing so is sometimes. Like not
when,
like,
when you're holding your breath, can't breathe. So doesn't she have to be like, I'm stronger? Like, doesn't she have to breathe and say the words in order to, like, actually, does that make sense?
I get what you're
like
saying.
Like, she physically has to be yeah. exerting noise through her mouth
right.
while she's dancing in order to say the words and still breathe at the same time.
Yeah. Like
you can't sit.
Right, right. Stronger. She's definitely exerting something.
Like, you can't.
Yes.
So she probably is just saying the words.
It's
and to
very
her,
possible.
That's her singing live.
I think that's definitely possible. I just question, like, every time. How are you going to say that when, like, we get the studio version of every time for the 6 years in the desert. Like, it's just kind of, I don't know. However, then this gets weirder because she is clearly conscious that this has become a headline and we start to get actual live moments in these shows.
Right.
Which
she was triggered.
She was triggered and they sound entirely different from how she quote unquote sounds when she's performing.
Well, yeah, because it's literally the vocals from 20 years ago.
Right.
They didn't re-record. Every time you say that, I have to re-record it. They didn't even re-record.
Maybe.
And you can't really sing Piece of Me. Like, that's not like.
No.
Unless she's going to be on the mic being like, ooh. Ah!
Yeah.
Like, and live,
I wish she
which
was.
Would be iconic, but she's not.
And, like, to reiterate, and we've made this point at the very get-go, we're not asking her for live vocals necessarily, especially during the dance songs. We're not, it's not required. But it's, like, because you came at us with this answer, it's, like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, where, so she gets these headlines, and one of the first things she does, because she does it more than once, is she sings Happy Birthday in Singapore to one of her securities, bodyguards. And it's like a very over the top happy birthday.
He's one of my favorite people. His name is Jacob. Everyone, let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jacob.
It's like soul vocals with like extended runs, very clearly to prove a point.
Well, good for her.
But it was like almost a day or two after those headlines broke. Like, she clearly was like coming for those headlines. So she's conscious of the
Let's
criticism.
Tweet at her right now. I'm kidding. Let's get another live vocal moment.
We should just be like, sing live, bitch. You know, the evolution of Happy Birthday, Nee, we get it like in her early days of her career, and then we get it on X Factor, and then we get this like full bodied soul version. And it just keeps going higher and higher because we're back in Vegas after the summer run. And in August, this is crazy. She decides to just flat out cover Bonnie Raitt's Something to Talk About.
Which was a choice.
Which
that was a very pointed cover.
I mean, the lyrics very much make it clear she wanted to give him something to talk about. The concept of the song is basically giving him something to talk about. You and I are at Stonewall. Do you remember this? And we are perched in the corner and I'm screaming, Britney sang live. Britney sang live. And do you remember this?
I do. I remember being out.
It was a bit of a blurry evening, but... We were together when this was happening. It was like 2 in the morning.
We went to Stonewall a lot that year.
That was fighting for gay rights, mm-hmm. and people were killed.
Come to think of it, yeah, we were really creating change. yeah, it was just a regular old day and back at Peace of Me and just full on. And, you know, nobody really notices, but she has a band during Peace of Me. There's like 4 guys like in the rafters every uh-huh. night. And nobody, I mean, she does say give it up for my band, but like,
there's not a a designated part where you sort of know that it's a band.
No, not like in her concerts where she would like do her fun little intros. Here, right. They just kind of blend in, but like they make themselves very known, I feel, during this live performance. And I just have 5 million questions. Like, how long did you rehearse that to give the band like this, the music that you were going to do, like mm-hmm. the timing?
It was a very Kelly Clarkson moment.
A very
a
moment like this. But what's her thing now, A Minute in Wine, where she does the covers?
Yeah But on her other tours she would always pick a different song,
and she did like, every time.
Yeah, she did Till the World Ends.
Till the World Ends, yep. So
I wish Britney would do that.
I know, I mean, that would be the dream,
because then it just like makes it so unique.
It does.
Like, you're, what is she gonna do now?
Mm-hmm. And she liked doing it. I mean, You Ought to Know was obviously a highlight of Circus Tour. And this, I mean, what a treat for the people who are in the audience. There's actual live vocals.
Yeah, actual live vocals, and she snapped.
Honestly, without the music and just the mic, it kind of feels illegal. Like, it's quiet right now. And it feels kind of illegal doing this with this mic in my hand right now. It feels so weird. Okay, so I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, right? Okay, this morning I woke up and I was like, looked at the news, a lot of things going on in the world and stuff. But basically, I looked and I was like, you know what, the press and the media my whole life, you know, it's really crazy because 1 minute they tear you down and it's really horrible. And the next minute you're on top of the world, you know? But I've never really spoke about it, you know? And I'm a Southern girl, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from the South, and I like to keep it real, so I just want to make sure I keep having you motherfuckers something to talk about, okay?
Keep on.
not to disagree with her, but like obviously the audio sounds radically different from the rest of the performances.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's you live for real.
Yeah.
We knew, of course.
Because it used to happen with Perfume. She'd be like, everyone has my new single, Perfume, and then it would literally switch to whoever CS sang. Vocals. Yeah.
It's wild. That's really one of the biggest takeaways of the year is that she did that. I don't know. A little bit of rebellion knee, a little bit of clapping back knee. She gave him something to talk about.
Damn.
I know.
We should have hated on her more.
We really should have.
And told her to put If I'm Dancing in Piece of Me, and maybe we would have pissed her off and she would have done it. Wow. At Britney Spears, I can't believe you're not promoting your new album in Piece of Me. A week later,
she would have added it.
Yeah.
Fans, just take that as a note. Please stop. Please start bullying our fave.
Oh, because they haven't done that before.
That's true. Yeah. That was a cool move. And she sounded great. And I hope that was like a sign of her confidence and her vocals starting to grow again. Because this is really when we get a lot of traction on the Instagram with some live vocals.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's interesting that you pointed out that whole thing in the summer, because I remember it happening, but I didn't really think anything of it in terms of it triggering the other cover.
Oh, yeah.
But now, looking back at, you know, 20 years and then hearing that and how mad she was, then it completely makes sense for, like, here on out, we got to pivot.
Yeah.
In her attitude.
Definitely. And I think that's really the point where we got covers on Instagram too.
Yeah.
It pretty much started there. She snapped. She really did snap. Wow. She was like, I sing. Yeah. And I hope, frankly, I hope
tits
she...
Tits flew. Vocals flew.
I hope she's still mad, but...
I'm mad.
I'm mad now.
I don't even know why, but I'm mad for her.
Right. Well, next time, whatever show she's planning... She can just sit on a stool and sing. So as we were saying that on her Instagram, one of the things she does at the end of the year, which just skipping ahead because it's live vocal knee again, she shooks me to my core. Madonna posts something for World AIDS Day. And she, out of the blue, is just like, guys, Madonna's right. Like, silence equals death. Like, out of the blue. And then sings... Can't Help Falling in Love, Elvis Presley, in a very iconic Instagram video.
It is.
Full 360 camera work by Jaden.
Honestly, literally had better camera work than the Femme Fatale tour DVD.
It absolutely did.
White men say only fools are rushing. Hope no, but I can't help falling in love with
Jade, get the camera.
I wonder who...
It has to be Sam. Right. Or an assistant, I guess, but... I think Sam is...
We can discuss that after, the true technicals, but this one specifically. Okay, I also... Oh my God, I'm a fake fan. I didn't know it was in response to Madonna.
Oh yeah, the caption is just like, guys, Madonna.
You're going to kill me for saying this, but someone who needs to log out of Instagram.
Oh, I would agree with you.
Oh.
And I'm a diehard. I am a diehard. And Mama's in love with an Instagram, and she needs to not be doing all that. Well, sometimes it's good, sometimes really bad. In this case, it was
good.
Good. She did she always does something for it, and then Britney just randomly latched on, just continuing her tireless work as an LGBT warrior, and sings, I love this cover. I think she does, like... It definitely was, like, so sincere.
Yeah.
Was it warped, or did we get the natural vocal? I think it was warped. I think
it was warped.
Yeah.
And then
we quickly,
you know, always everyone pitches it down.
Get to work, bitch.
Yeah.
Lower the pitch and Get to work, pitch.
Didn't she, was it like sped up?
It's always a bit higher.
Yeah.
So she was
sometimes she makes
me.
Her videos faster.
That too, yeah.
So that they can fit on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm like, just start a YouTube channel.
Right, honestly.
Go do a collab with James Charles.
Honestly, sister needs.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely pitches them all slightly up. But obviously the detectives on Twitter will quickly get it back to its normal range.
Yeah, this is the year that we got a switch in the Instagram vision, I would say.
I think so, too. I think that it became even
more...
Should
we talk about that?
Yeah, we can, because this is, as the years go on, the locals get more and more aware of her through her Instagram because it is so eccentric.
Yeah.
And she is either getting aware of this, too, or just, like, going deeper into her Instagram hole because it becomes more and more. Like, she only goes harder.
Well, yeah, she starts to star in them
yes,
more.
We're getting
I
more
feel
skits.
Like I feel like it started out very Pinterest board, mm-hmm. and then she discovered how to upload a video.
Mm-hmm. And it was over.
And now it's, yeah.
Yeah. This was the dawn of Runway Knee.
It is.
We get...
Project Runway. Who?
Shaking. Yes, she invents fashion with these very quick videos of her showing off her looks from her closet, which will later be recycled into the Piece of Me tour outfits, some of them.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. And they're usually like a very, a brisk walk, sometimes a quick twirl and a wink.
Tilt.
A tilt.
The head tilt
is really what ends each one. And yeah, she just keeps doing it. And she doesn't even say anything. She just kind of is like, this is...
Right.
This is, here you go.
It's fascinating to me because I don't understand why.
No, because this is the...
Which, not that there needs to be a why.
There doesn't have to be a why, but it's the whole contradiction of... And I was having a discussion with someone about, like... I was talking about the domination announcement and how she was, like... She's so afraid, allegedly, of, like, public speaking and things like that in some ways. But in other ways, she's singing and doing these things on Instagram for millions of people... fearlessly, seemingly. Like, you don't have to do that.
Right.
So it's like the contradiction of knee.
Well, it is easier to do it.
Sure, from the safety of your home and like not, but...
in the comfort of your home and the random rugs all over your floor.
And the tiny... couch. The tiny couch and tiny bed for the dogs.
I'll never understand the couch. That's not a dog couch.
Yeah, it's like not yet...
It's too small for a dog.
Not a dog couch, not yet a couch for Jaden. It's... I don't know who sits on it.
Like, it's definitely too small for a dog.
Yeah.
It looks too intricate for a doll.
Yeah.
And if it was for a doll, which is fine, but why would it be in the gym?
Tiny
you know what I mean?
Couch. Yes, that's you.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, if it was in the playroom, why isn't there a coffee table with it? Like, where does it go? Who is it for?
No. Yeah, we get... Yeah, that's... To that point, we get, like, a lot of more views of her home in these.
We do.
So we're getting
the
tiny
Christmas
couch.
Tree.
And we're getting the Christmas tree and the lights. Like, Christmas lights are mm-hmm. in her workout room. As well as a Sailor Moon something or other.
It's very eclectic.
It is eclectic, yes.
Rugs all over the place.
Rugs.
That don't...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's something else. That living room is something else.
It is.
It looks gigantic.
It does. And her kitchen looks nice when she gets scared in one of them. Or she scares Sam, maybe. Somebody scares her in the kitchen.
Yeah. I think it's Jaden.
Oh, it is
Jaden. Yeah.
Little shit. Jaden just causes chaos all over the place. And is this also the year that we get the... Picasso-y drawing, or is that might be 2018?
It might have been. You mean the one that got auctioned off? Let me look.
Yeah, because that's also a very important one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, artist, sells her first painting for $10,000. She got a write-up in Vanity Fair. High fashion legend.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the official Getty photo.
Got it.
Like, it's... Yeah, so like we said before, oh, and this is also this one. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so we had mentioned before we got introduced to the art room.
Yes.
This is the year that we get the video of her outside, very daintily painting with tits out, and we get the over-the-shoulder panoramic shot this is a of stunning, her painting.
Yes.
I need to know who did this. The creative the art director.
Yeah, there was at least several people involved in this project.
There's two shots.
Yes, there are.
We get
over the shoulder and mm-hmm. the swooping shot as she is very dutifully painting her leaves and yes. flowers. And there's like, is there classical music playing? I think there might be.
Let's play it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is an artistic choice for yeah, sure.
I'm sure there were many fans who were like, oh my God, new single.
Like, there's so many angles that they film in, and
mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't know who's
better than the Make
piano.
Me video. Yeah, I don't know who's that's
is
probably
that
Sean Preston in the background playing it.
Who else? Who was like what composer?
Beethoven.
I almost said Pinocchio, and I was like, no, that's like no,
all the greats.
I'm like, no, that's a skinny
Ludwig
legend.
Ludwig von Beethoven.
Yeah. Ludwig von Pinocchio. Pinocchio. Skinny legend.
Skinny legend. Pinocchio. Yes. Oh, wow.
Pinocchio is literally like a mannequin, isn't he?
Yes. He's the original doll. Yes.
Oh, my God. So stupid.
You confusing Pinocchio for a great master of music is art, actually. That's,
oh, whatever.
That's beautiful.
Great master of music? Oh, Heidi Montag?
Exactly. So, yeah, I think this is the time where we get, like, those kind of cheeky, ironic write-ups in, like, high fashion places that are, like, equally kind of shady, but also genuinely supportive and sweet, I would say.
This is where I think people... Well, looking back on earlier Britney, for people who've been day one,
yeah,
we've seen this Britney before.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing her again. I feel like this was a more casual, mm-hmm. local, mm-hmm. on Instagram, getting that funny, quirky Britney that we had seen mm-hmm. literally decades ago.
Yeah.
God.
Well, yeah, I feel like there's always more and more people learning that she's actually this.
And she's actually funny.
Exactly.
People don't understand
that. I think
that
anyone close to me in my life who doesn't care about Britney, when they learn that that's the side of her that's mostly like who she is,
yeah,
and the sex pot is like for the stage, they're like, oh, like this is okay. Like that's why you're in it for the personality too.
Right.
There is that whole side of her. And so I think this is great for like getting these new people into her life and invested into her career, because it's like she's not the sex robot that you can maybe paint her as from afar.
Right.
She is, in fact, a painter. She's got the brush.
She's an artist.
She's an artist.
She is a mother. She's your friend. She is Britney Jean.
Britney Jean.
No, but it's true. I feel like there's an ironic humor to
totally.
All of it. And we also get a lot of the hypocritical knee in that one thing, because she's got her tits out and she knows they're out and they look so good. And she's snatched and she's just like, you know, daintily.
Yeah. I mean, that's just always going to be the theme of Instagram, is like conservative mommy knee, and then tits out, like every alternating post. I mean, those, especially when we get into 2018, some of those backyard shoots when it's just like crop top and nothing. With the local wedding photographer taking those.
Literally the year of the local.
Yeah. But at this point, we just have the end run of Piece of Me, allegedly, and then the summer tour. And then the end of the summer, there's rumblings of European dates already.
Yeah.
And in my opinion...
Because the possibility of it opened up.
In my opinion, this was going to go on for at least 3 or 4 more years, where you would do Asia, Europe, Latin America, like you could do all of the markets every summer and like have a really successful world tour that's like spread out and easy. I mean, we wouldn't
really thought it was going to go on that long.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do more markets. Like I definitely,
wow.
definitely like, come on, Brazil, RT, if you're listening, I'm shocked she didn't do Brazil, Mexico, like all of these places that she has really intense fandoms. Like that seemed like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah.
But she almost hit almost everywhere where she hasn't normally gone, which is kind of cool.
That's true.
Still missing you in Antarctica. What day?
the penguins are quaking to make me.
They're like, break the ice.
There's not any ice left. God, Brad, hot you're as so ice. Insensitive.
Literally hot as ice. Yeah.
God.
One day, piece of me, Antarctica, the final exclusive run. And we'll be there.
So insensitive. Those poor polar bears.
Yeah, but this kind of, I guess, takes us to the end. And do we end off with a New Year's moment?
Well, and that was the weird thing about this moment. Yeah. So she announces that it's literally ending on the last day of the year. And then it's announced that she's going to do Rockin' New Year's.
Yeah.
That they're pre-taping from the stage. Which I guess was cool to have a relevant moment. That's, yeah. I feel like that's the biggest New Year's show. I mean, I don't know. I don't usually watch.
I think so. I think Rockin' Eve is considered. Big.
At least it's the most music heavy, right?
Yeah. So it was a good look for her. Would I have chosen different songs? Possibly, but like what were else?
Oh, you don't like Toxic?
At the same time, actually, I wouldn't have because
no,
everyone's drunk on New Year's. They just want to hear Toxic.
Yeah, they did a song for the gays and they did a song for the locals.
They did, and they
everyone
came together.
Everyone can have fun.
Yeah.
We can unite at the end of the year.
You're right, you're right.
New Year's resolutions. New year, new me. No, you're still a bitch. Still.
We're not talking about Christina right now.
I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, so we get, in my memory of them, they were polished performances. I think
they were.
Toxic was like fairly snatched too.
It was. She was completely snatched.
Yeah.
And they were filmed well, which is all we, I mean, it really does make such a difference.
It does. I mean, those overhead visuals, we didn't talk about this, but she also gets into posting footage of Piece of Me on her Instagram in the most unflattering way. It's like some eagle-eyed camera shot on a iPhone 4, and
it's literally high school
recital footage.
Recital. I was gonna say musical, and then I was gonna get dragged for.
It flattens out the show so incredibly much. I didn't even know it was possible because when you're sitting there, there's a million things happening. But from above, looking at her scalp, it's like it looks so dull.
It is a security camera.
It's crazy. I just
is what it feels like.
It does feel like a security cam footage.
It's very high school recital.
I have no idea. And she loved posting like that. At a certain point, she posted like half the show.
Yeah.
Like, different.
Speaking of those, video, horrible. But the audio was the studio tracks from the tour in like crystal
Oh
clear.
My God, you're right. Yeah.
And so, I know this because I used the Breathe On Me one for one of the 2016 episodes.
You're
and
right.
I was like, this is the studio mix.
Whoever, well, clearly it must come from the soundboard, like that footage too. So like,
right,
she got it from whoever does the soundboard, and whoever you are, if you're listening to this podcast,
leak it
because we're never gonna get that again, like unless they recycle the show, which you never know. But there was like an intention for a DVD at some point, I believe,
but I don't even know if it necessarily needs a DVD because we got the Apple Music Festival.
Exactly.
So at that point in time, and then we'd also had like iHeart and like, and everyone has all the shows on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
It's just a thing now that people record
shows,
but to have those mixes on a Spotify playlist or something, it's like you already have them done and they're already mixed and edited. So what does it cost you to put them on an album, slap the Britney Piece of Me logo as the cover, and just let the fans listen to it? Like Madonna has all those live. Hilary Duff has one live from the Gibson Amphitheater. It's so good.
There really is like no excuse except for
laziness.
The only thing I'll give them a pass for is if there is an exclusive contract with Planet Hollywood where like that'll never happen for any show. Like it's not like Gwen's put out or J-Lo or anyone's. I don't think Backstreet has.
Oh.
It's very possible that they're like, you're not going to market something exclusive to this property. And now that I'm thinking about it, it would kind of make sense.
Right, but then once the show's over, though,
yeah, and it's like, it's possible,
you're not making any ticket sales. Like, yeah, why is it?
It could just be like anything that you perform in this show is exclusive property of Planet Hollywood, and who knows with these
corporate locals.
But I have to imagine, especially with our whole like, is she allowed to perform elsewhere for like the first half of Piece of Me? It was like,
yeah. I think for the first 3 years,
there might have been like a stipulation.
I'm like, I get it. Mm-hmm. But after announcing that it's ending, it's like, just put it out.
I feel that.
Especially now.
I know.
And if we, I mean, talking about promoting domination.
Oh, should we promote domination?
No. Well, I mean, they could have done a full album of all tour mixes.
Yeah.
And then a new single or something to promote it.
Yeah, it just, it feels so obvious and yet doesn't happen. But hopefully we'll get something out of whatever becomes of this next show, whatever that is.
I think it's over.
Well,
we're going to have to discuss that in, well, it'll be next episode, right?
Well,
yeah,
I guess so.
Next year is the final year.
The final year for now.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe so, but we didn't say the...
We'll have to discuss that.
It might be the end of domination, but not this podcast.
Well, we're closing the books on 20 years, but...
That's true.
Wow, yeah, I feel like this year was like, eh.
Yeah, it was kind of like...
Well, I mean, if we have to pick an... Do we have to pick a knee?
We should pick a knee. I was going to say that this year, to me, is about, I'm going to go with global knee.
Oh.
Because I think what we got in 2016 was then gifted to the world, specifically Asia. But
I like that.
I think they took her out into the world and everyone else got to experience what we've been seeing for 5 million years, and great for them. I mean that sincerely. Like, it's so nice that so many people got to see her that never would have otherwise.
Right.
So it was almost like we were politely sitting around, like, allowing others to bask in the glory of the spirit.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Oh, Pinocchio knee?
You're a liar. I'm going to say I don't know knee. Because I kind of felt like this year was where, I mean, we all know how I felt in 2016. And I felt like there was a window of opportunity there that I saw. And I think they blew it.
Mm, to take it higher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was her. Like, I felt like there was an opportunity for them to really, I don't know. So maybe, and maybe also my disinterest, I started to lose interest in like pop music, I think, this year.
Yeah, this was a bit of an existential crisis, Nate.
Yeah, it sort of has like not really, it's sort of my shift in interests definitely happened this year too. And so I was kind of like, why did they let Glory just trail off? They didn't do a third single. I mean, because that's where we would have gotten the third single, would have been like early 2017.
Yeah.
After the, you know, Slumber Party was hot all through the fall, then they just let it fall off.
Yeah.
And to me, it felt like they were wrapping up this world tour for her to be done. So I felt like it kind of had an, it felt like tying everything up and putting a nice little bow on top, which is what I thought was happening at Circus Tour. Remember how I said I thought she was retiring?
Yeah.
When they announced that it was going around the world, I was like, oh fuck, she's done.
Yeah.
She's going to retire. They're going to give it one last go and then she's going to be done. So I think my mindset was that something was, it was like coming to a final bow.
Got it. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think I felt like they had just struck gold in this idea of taking it on the road. So I felt like she had only just begun having her fun.
Oh.
Because you think about milking the market, it's like, okay, well, this worked really well here. Why wouldn't they go elsewhere?
True.
So I just kind of, but yeah, I think,
I thought it was retirement tour.
Well, you know, one of these years you're going to be right.
Well, I mean,
could be this one. Currently is.
Yeah. So. And I'm still so mad that they just let Glory flop.
Well,
I don't think they knew what to do with it.
Well, I honestly put the blame on the La Chapelle Britney clash. I think everything changed because of it.
Right.
if you lead with a bad foot, it just kind of, it fucked up everything.
Gotcha.
At the end of the day, that's her, that was her calling the shot. You know, when
well,
we talk
Slumber
about.
Party did well though.
Well, I don't know the term, like the barometer for well.
Right. And maybe that's the other thing too with this year is I feel like the barometer for all of that now is gone.
For pop, it's extremely limited. Like,
there's no anything anymore. And I feel like they are so dated in how they treat her and they just ran out of ideas, whereas they could have done something. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we need a whole episode where we go into like ideas and stuff, but like they could have taken her around the world and done an intimate show. Mm-hmm. And promoted Glory and done like a small venue.
Yeah.
Smaller performances, promote the album.
It's hard because it's like when you do get that kind of insane number in Israel, that kind of literally country stopping audience, I can see why in their eyes they only wanted to like do these right. massive festivals and things like that the next year. But I mean, this is the difference between like advancing the artistry versus cashing in on nostalgia, to be quite frank.
Yeah.
You can go I will call it the easier route of just like, it's the girl who does Baby One More Time. Or you go the route of like, well, her new album's out and she is a viable artist still and she could do really cool, interesting music still. It's a lot easier to be like, hey, remember that song you loved? Bachelorette parties. That's to me like what I see is like,
right.
It's a much more uphill battle to
try
something new.
Take a risk. Take a chance. Make a change.
Oh, and break a knee. But I.
Oh, wow.
But look at the girls who are of around
what
her
girls?
Time. Look at, I mean, you know, Gaga's in Vegas. Katie is being problematic on Instagram and canceled. I don't really see. I already see the new youth looking at them as like.
Over
in different ways. Like obviously Gaga's doing just right. fine. She's about to be potential Oscar winner and whatever, but
I also feel like this is a shift in media where now like what is the scale of being successful and what's not, because there's you can yeah. have a residency that's just five shows in Vegas and they call it a residency,
right? And I also just think like the climate is so hip-hop and rap oriented now, as in that's what's dominating culture, that this kind of pure popness is just not it right now.
Huh.
A pop song, like a really bubbly one, like I can't think of the last time that's actually happened in the last few years, really. I mean, Bobby Rexha had a smash because it was a Florida Georgia Line country song.
Mm-hmm.
Like these girls are weaving through these genres that are doing good sales, like country and hip hop, because those are still making money and moving the culture. But pop is like not it right now by any means. I don't know. We're definitely in like a super hip hop driven time, because I mean, just looking at the charts every week, the top 10 of the albums for the past year has almost exclusively been rap, hip hop, Cardi, of course, and then soundtracks for the locals who love their movies and things like that. But you know, Ariana will probably go number one for a week and then sink. Like, it's those things where it's like explosive success and then drop. It's just like...
Well, I also think that the way that people consume content now
mm-hmm.
is like, there's so many people that I know who have absolutely no idea what's going on with social media because they don't give a shit. So they listen to what's on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of stuff is driven by streaming and digital and whatever. And yeah. there's a lot of people out there who love pop music and love music and whatever. And they just are not on Twitter all day and they're not on Instagram all day and they're not on Facebook. It's like this weird
mm-hmm.
digital world that's driving music.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we talked about how it's fractured. Like,
yeah, it's so fractured.
Cause I think pop is perceived as corny by the youth. I think the closest you get is like even Troye Sivan, but all that is sort of like down tempo. It's nothing is too earnestly Carly Rae. Like nothing is really that.
Right. That's true.
Which is
fine. But then I also wonder too, and maybe this is kind of how I felt in in 2017. It's certainly how I feel now. How do you take someone who has a legendary status and obviously isn't going to fit in with this new generation?
Yeah.
Like, I think about Madonna. Mm-hmm. It's like,
totally,
she kind of always goes number one, no matter what.
Yeah.
What can you do with someone who has so much legacy and history and still make them act, keep them active and give them a show or some kind of, some sort of something? There needs to be a new innovative way of entertainment or venue or show type or some sort of experience that's like next for people. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of,
I think there's a window of opportunity
for these girls, but it's limited because it is in Vegas and a lot of people are not going to spend their money to do that. And I agree with you.
Well, they're changing that though too now because with Britney, when they announced her, it was 2 years.
Yeah.
Now they announce someone that's a residency. It's 5 shows.
True.
And they just call it a residency because that is, they think that's hot.
Yeah.
And that's going to die out eventually.
For sure. Absolutely.
So I'm very curious what will be.
Yeah, it's next. True. I just think, you know, when
I have ideas.
Oh.
For Britney.
Oh, well, I've got a million.
But
billion.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be its own episode.
It literally needs to be. Well, yeah, I think we should do an episode, actually.
We should. But I think her example versus Madonna is that, I mean, at times Madonna in later years has like definitely like hard candy sort of leaned in on mainstream sound, but the reinvention thing is real. Like, she stays interesting because it has always been different.
True.
It has always evolved with the times, and like, unless Britney keeps evolving, it's going to just be this frozen in time act that becomes more and more glaringly like nostalgia act, which is what I don't want. Like, I don't want, when I joke, well, not jokingly, I'm like, enough with the slave snake and things like that. It's because it's like, I know they're iconic, but I want her to have new iconic things. Like, Ray of Light became iconic for Madonna, hung up at age in her 40s or maybe 50s at that time. That whole era, even the imagery, everything is iconic.
That tour.
The tour. Confessions. All of it. Ugh. She didn't, at age whatever she was in 2005, put on fucking, you know, her iconography from the early years of like the wedding dress and
yeah, she wasn't everything. A legacy act.
No,
she changed it.
And she has always said, like, I don't repeat myself. I'm not looking back. And so sometimes it makes me wince when we really harp on these like 5 or 6 iconic specific performances over and over and over again. And I'm like, but give her new things. She's in her 30s. She's not over. Like, she doesn't have to be over, rather. When you have a legend like Cher or Madonna or Janet, when it's like they came up with new Janet too, like Discipline and all these things were like older pop stars were like coming up with new things, not just looking back.
Right.
And so this is kind of the point where she has to decide, and her team, do I want to push uphill, because it is uphill, to come up with new concepts, new everything, or I can lean on nostalgia with like cool remixes. That is where I think she's at, is like,
yeah,
it's that decision of being a Vegas entertainer in the negative sense of that corny sense, or, because I don't deny that she revolutionized the scene. That's awesome.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like, the Little Monsters are not going to take that away from us. But at what point does it become tacky, for lack of a better word? At what point is this like...
I think it's tacky now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, but like,
exactly,
all these new girls announcing Vegas stuff,
yeah,
I'm like, this isn't... Now it's not innovative and new. And especially in Vegas, I know with clubs don't last that long. Like, they constantly are replacing and coming out with new things. I'm really interested to see this new place that Cardi's doing, not sponsored.
Right.
But they are apparently coming out with a whole new... The build of the venue is supposed to be a new type of experience that you can go and experience these DJs in. I'm curious to see what it looks like. Just, you know.
I mean, if anyone's going to kind of reinvent the wheel right now with like what Vegas looks like, it'll probably be Cardi, because all eyes are on her right
Above
now.
Above and Beyond's doing it too. I kind of want to go. And Cascade's doing it.
Oh, well, I definitely want to go.
So I'm like, I want to
bucket list
see. But yeah, I do think there has to be something that she can do next to change it.
They're, you know, the sky's the limit on one hand. Like, it just, the passion and the drive to advance her is a lot more work than to dangle very familiar things.
Well, just ask her if she can sing live again. Piss her off. And
honestly,
She'll be ready.
I would love her to... Well, I think that's like the biggest elephant in the room currently is like, I would love her to be hungry. I don't want to feel like I'm forcing her to go to Domination. None of us felt good about that, really, that announcement.
No.
And it, for the most part, I can't speak for everyone, but... I have nostalgia for the 2003 moment where she was really cocky about her charts and sales and she was the number one, like she was like main pop girl mode. A little bit of that would be delicious because I'm tired of feeling like they need to make her do a thing. Can she be excited about something? Can she be?
She needs someone to come up with a new idea for her.
Yeah.
That gets her excited.
She needs to get fired up.
She does. Something that's different.
Something that's different. Something cool and interesting and... kind of different.
Well, I feel like maybe we should sit and ponder some of those cool and different and interesting ideas.
I definitely agree with you. And who knows, maybe that would be its own episode.
Mm. If you would like to hear that, well, because I think we should do one where that's the one thing is people are very nervous that we're over.
Right. We are
just
not
like
canceled.
Domination. We are not, we're not ending.
No. But, yeah, we should like debunk that rumor like apple pie. We are.
Yeah. Apple pie is not a single
apple
and we are not finishing after next week.
Done.
So, yeah, I feel like we have some ideas. But if you would like for us come up with something for Brittany.
Leave us paint easel emojis.
Oh, we could do that since that's fitting for this episode.
Yeah, either the paint...
As artists.
Is there an easel?
No, it's the little paint...
The little paint little palette.
Flap thing that you put wood.
I think palette, right? Isn't it palette?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, send us some painter emojis. Because
Then we'll know that you listened to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that actually... Talking about getting excited, that excites me.
Yeah.
I may or may not have already started making my own mixes. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
She had ideas the other night.
Well.
Anyway, did I say a knee for this year? Oh,
yeah,
I
don't know knee.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, high level, because we didn't see Domination coming.
No.
I will say that this was a successful year for the world like for
it was.
For other people to experience her. I don't think it was the most active or exciting necessarily for
no.
us, but I think there were a lot of really good press headlines that we got that were wins for us.
It
for
was
her. So it was one of those moments where it was like we set her free in the world.
It was. I felt exactly in 2017 I felt exactly like I did after the first North American leg of Circus Tour.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, now the world gets to experience this. Mm-hmm. And she's over. And I'm fine because I've seen her. And I was front row. And I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I can let this ship sail.
To so love, I was, you have to let her go tour.
Yeah. But like, actually, though. So I was, I know I was critical, but I was still happy that she was.
Yeah.
You know. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I guess we'll have to...
You've made it this far.
You've made it this far.
We've made it this far.
Impossibly, almost.
19 years of the legend so 19 far.
19 years.
19 years, but somehow 22 episodes? That's the one thing I don't understand.
Well, we had some emergencies and we had
right.
some supersized moments.
Oh,
and...
oh, that's... Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was like looking back and I was like, wait a minute.
And we
the
had
concept
some specials,
for this...
the holiday...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, which by the way, if you have not listened to that Thanksgiving special, because not a lot of you have, it's the lowest performing episode. It is though.
But it's evergreen.
It's kind of funny to me because it has nothing really to do with Britney.
No,
well, some of it does. But someone quoted the Cock Destroyers
oh, yeah.
in the tweets at me. And I was like, I'm so glad that we exposed so many people to them. In
that is our greatest gift we could have given
it
you.
It really is. So if you hear us saying, a day of rest, but not for May. You'll have to listen to the Thanksgiving episode to
yeah.
know where that came from, because it's a reference that we reference a lot.
We sure do.
Speaking of that episode, also Gemma Collins, we talked about her in that episode.
Oh, that's right.
One of my facts I was going to say in the beginning of this was that this is the year Gemma fell off the stage.
Oh, yeah. One of the times,
and
really. She falls.
She fell right through that stage.
She sure did. Right through that hole. Trooper, though. She got right back up. Yeah. So.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, we'll bring you to the final year of our 20-year run.
Yes.
Wow. Maybe we'll even field a few questions from the audience of 12 gays.
Oh.
I think we should.
That's right. If you go to our Instagram, at Britney Podcast, there is a post from like...
The first post.
3 months ago. Yeah. Thing. You know, we weren't expecting the domination cancellation, so...
Yeah,
the Q&A was supposed to come sooner, but it's still happening. So there's a post with question marks on it.
Yeah.
You know, like questions.
Yeah.
The concept there. And you can leave us questions there.
We will be addressing.
Answering.
Questions, comments, concerns.
Drags.
Drags. Moomoos.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Giffer.
No, I was... I guess we'll... See you soon.
See you soon.